Up in this business and hope to make it last. Thank you for listening to the Back Credit Podcast. If you like our sports page on Facebook, thank you. Tell your dad it probably fits into our sports fan demographic. But if you think it's just dudes that listen and you're wrong, we also got some moms and bitches listening in thongs. And we also got people listening in Hong Kong. They like to hear our voice when they fold up their origami. And if you want to support us, just send us a dollar. I got a PayPal, here's the address, ain't that long. It's just steven.angellady9@yahoo.com. steven.angellady9@yahoo.com. If you want to support us, just send us a dollar. It's steven.angellady9@yahoo.com on PayPal.
Thursday night, Chicago versus Packers. Let's go.
Only thing we ever had to do was trap. I was breaking down bells and now I switched it to rap. And I started with a man like that, nigga, what happened? I was sitting in the spot, I ain't never miss a beat. If I feel it in my heart, I'ma put it on the beat.
We're back. Best Credit Sports Talk.
In the world. We're in the world.
Dude, it's been so long since football. Like, I feel like the off season for football has got to be one of the longest off season of any sport. Like, it takes so long to get back to the action. It's driving me crazy.
And it's such a sad time when there's no football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, depressing. It's like, you know what I imagine Russia, living in Russia, is like living in America when there's no football?
Just a total life of off season.
Yeah. Russia is basically off season in America, I feel like, but year round. That's right. How sad it is
right
here in America when there's no football.
I mean, just the lack of being able to wake up on a Saturday or a Sunday and know that there's going to be games all day and you don't have anything to bet on. I bet on a little bit of baseball during the off season, but like, this is different. Football's just different. I mean, no fantasy opening up fantasy football and seeing how you're doing to get your boys talking a little trash, getting the jersey on, like, it's different. NFL just wins.
Speaking of this fantasy football, I wonder how everybody's drafts went, you know, out there in the world. Hope you drafted well.
I hope
you got Alvin Kamara, a first round pick.
Let's go. I hope that anybody out there that did a fantasy draft, I hope that your commissioner was smart enough not to do the draft after the third week of the preseason. If so, there's a lot of mad people with Andrew Luck on the team right now that can't do anything with it.
Hey, somebody said that OJ gonna kill somebody over
it. Yeah, I said it because OJ drafted him 1 hour before he retired.
Listen OJ here, Twitter world. I'm OJ Simpson, and I'm finna kill a bitch.
He's like,
you know what I'm saying, Twitter world? I drafted Andrew Luck.
He was so mad. Andrew, what'd I do to you, baby? You couldn't have did this. You couldn't have waited. You couldn't have did this a week ago? An hour after my draft? What'd I do to you?
Now I'm going to have to kill my wife and her lover and bury the bodies in a bag and leave a glove behind.
I mean, Andrew Luck, just get his dad. It's over. But I don't.
I've heard a bunch of different people on this. I've heard people saying that he's being selfish, you know, it's supposed to be all about the team. And then I've heard people going, look, man, he's already made his money. He wants to go enjoy the world with his wife.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do. He wants to travel or something.
Yeah, yeah, I know what he wants to do, but I'm saying, what do you think?
I think
should he have sucked it up?
I think it's a fucked up move the way for him to retire at the time that he did. He could have retired earlier.
It's like in my world, I'm working as a accountant at a public accounting firm, right? We have busy season. It's from, like, February to April 15th.
Yeah, they call it March Madness.
It's like me retiring in, like, February 12th.
Yeah.
Like, me going, oh, just guess what?
Leaving the firm.
I got another job. Fuck you, bitches. I'm out.
Yeah, like, the firm's just like, okay, we're already short as it is. Everybody's working 18 hours a day, but
it is what it is. That's what I say when like, I'm out.
Okay, so here's the only thing that people got to understand, though. So, Andrew Luck was all signs were pointing to him playing this year. He was ready to go, but then he hurt that calf in like that first week of the of like the preseason. So I feel like mentally he's just like so beat up. Just because, like, he's like, dude, every season I have to be hurt. Like, every season, something. Which, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of players that are hurt every season. They just play through it a little bit more than he does. But I guess eventually he's just like, I'm not going to be healthy. I'm just out.
Real quick, this is a technical thing, though. That filter that I put on that, you got to make sure that you don't back away and shit. Anyway, yeah, I believe... You know, go. It makes me think of Gronk a little bit. Like, did you hear his speech where he was like crying and shit?
CBD, yeah. He was just in pain, but he played through every single time he was hurt.
Yeah, but it was like that last thing when he was talking. He was like, "Man, look, dude, I love football and everything, but it was killing me. It was beating me up, and it was just crushing me, my soul, you know. Yeah. And I just can't do it anymore. And maybe Luck felt the same way, but he didn't express it in that manner."
And
because
I hate
maybe
that
he doesn't feel like he owes the world an explanation.
I mean, he doesn't. You know? If it's up to him. Like, I get that. I hate that everybody had to find out during the game. And then I don't agree with the way that Indianapolis fans handled it.
They booed him coming off the field.
Yeah, like, you can't boo him when he's coming off the field. And then, like, I mean, he still was, like, your quarterback. He wanted to play for you. You didn't have any success when he wasn't there after Peyton. Like, without him playing, like... I mean, their odds just went from them probably winning the division to being, like, projected to go, like, last in the division now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is.
That's good. Great for the Titans.
Great for the Titans.
And one thing that – I don't know if he actually said this or if someone – I thought I saw it on Twitter from his account, but I could be wrong. But he's like, at least there's one thing I can say, and that's the Titans never beat me once. I think he might have actually said that on Twitter.
I don't think he would say that.
I saw it tweeted, but you know how they make these fake tweets?
Parody.
No, even parody accounts. It's like on Instagram, somebody will like copy and paste, like cut his name out and then paste over the top of a tweet, and it makes it look like he said it, but it's not on Twitter. It's on Instagram or whatever. Huh. I think I might have saw it like that. I don't know if he really said it or not. The thing I'm sad about is that on Twitter, there was a thing that I recently was shown, and it was called... let me look it up real quick. I'm sorry. It's going to take just a little second here. I recently followed this account, and it was so funny, dude. Let's see. It was called, what was it called? Mother Effer, dude. I can't believe I followed so many people since then. You got anything you want to say while I'm doing this? Oh, here it is. Captain Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah. He's retired the best, soldier. Dude. He's the best.
Oh, it says retired soldier now.
Yeah.
He says, "Dearest mother,
yep.
The quill has never felt more heavy. I have made the decision to holster my sidearm permanently. I shall battle no more. The decision is difficult, but as the hogs taught me, I must be true to myself. I am coming home to care for you and the farm. Andrew."
It's so funny. All the tweets from that Captain Andrew Luck page were so classic. Like, I hate that those are going to leave because it was so funny. Because every time they were playing anybody, they'd be like, "Dearest mother, Steelers have blah, blah, blah." It's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, I loved that account. It was the first I had just heard about it the week before he fucking retired. So,
of course. You missed out. The
Andrew Luck, more like Andrew Fuck, am I right?
Well, if you got Andrew Luck, I feel bad. Good news is that Ezekiel Elliott just touched down in Dallas. Hopefully they're going to get this deal done tonight.
You know what I was listening to someone talk about this too on some other podcast, but they were just saying, why sign him? Fuck it, dude. I mean, both sides of it. He wants to make sure he gets his money because in the NFL, running back's got like 4 years basically.
Tops.
Healthy, yeah. And everything. So, yeah, get your money, Zeke. But at the same time, it's like, if you're a team, why would you want to pay him that much money? They already are going to offer him – they already offered him more money than anyone has ever gotten in that position, and he said no.
Oh, it was second most. He'd have been behind Todd Gurley, and that's why he said no, because he wants
to
be top.
Look at Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley deserves it. Todd Gurley catches the ball and runs the ball.
Yeah, but he's hurt.
He's not hurt.
He stays hurt.
He's all right.
He plays there. 3 games a year.
No.
6 games a year.
No, he bought out last
he
year.
He comes out. He didn't even play in the Super Bowl.
He played.
He played like 3 downs in the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is they're paying this guy, according to you, I don't know the stats, but I'm just saying you're paying this dude more money than anybody's made, and you're not even coming through for your team. You're on the sidelines. You're doing deodorant commercials. It's like, dude, we can get someone else to jump in that position that we can pay $10 million less and do equally as well.
I mean, Todd Gurley's the top 3 running back in the league.
Okay, but is he?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't play.
He's a top 3 running back.
Is he though?
He definitely is. I mean, there's no reason that
he doesn't play.
He does play.
How many games? Let's do plus or minus on games he completes, like where he starts the game and he finishes the game.
This year?
Yeah. I'm gonna say plus or minus 6.
I'll say he'll play 13.
No, you're way out of line here, sir. I'll say plus or minus 8 games.
All right.
That he plays, he starts, and he actually finishes the game.
All right.
You want to do a bet? You want to do a bag of bets?
A super bet.
No, wait. I'm going to move it up then because you seem too willing for that. 11 games. Plus or minus 11.
I'll take 13.
So you're just going to say more? Okay, plus or minus 13 then.
No.
Plus or minus 12.
No. You said plus or minus. What'd you say the first time? You said 11.
No, 11.
I'll take the plus.
He has to start the game. And look, I know running backs come out of the game sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about you have to be in the game and not come out.
He has to play in a game.
No, not play in a game. One down is not playing.
I don't know. Let's be real.
No.
We're talking about sitting out.
I'm talking about he can come out on third down or whatever. He can come out like a couple plays a
drive. If he gets hurt in the middle of a game, it doesn't count.
It does count. That's my fucking point.
No.
He gets hurt too much. That's my point. He's a pussy. Todd Gurley, he wears that name for a reason. He's a fucking girl. Todd, they should call him Todd Pussy.
I'm done.
They should call him Todd Gurley. Oh, yeah, that is his name because he's a fucking girl, and they pay him way too much money to be in the position he's in. He should be getting paid $27,000 a year.
That's a bit excessive, but...
But you at least get my point.
Yeah, I feel like I can't
prove a point around here unless I'm so dramatic about it. This motherfucker gets hurt too much to make the amount of money he makes. And that's why they don't need to pay Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley money, because that position, let's face it, is a position where you get hurt. So why pay him?
Yep, but Zeke ain't been hurt.
Okay, I get that, but he's wanting so much money, he's only going to be in the league for like 1 or 2 more years and he's out.
Oh, he's got more than that left in him. He's young.
No, yeah, but he's a running back in the NFL.
I don't know. I hear you. Melvin Gordon and LA is in the same spot. And they say that they're halting talks. But they're not talking to him anymore. And he said he's not playing unless he gets a contract. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but that issue with that team seems like Melvin Gordon. If you drafted Melvin Gordon, you fucked up because it doesn't sound like he's going to play at all.
Probably not. But here's the thing, too. At the same other side of the coin, don't play if you ain't getting paid because you are going to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are going out there with the manliest men in the world and they're going to put a fucking beating on you. You know what I'm saying? When you're touching the ball 40 times a game, whatever, 35 times a game, and you're running through 300-400-pound men who are banging their bodies together, like, you're going to get beat up. Your head's going to get pounded. You're going to get CTE. So, yeah, hold out for that whatever extra fucking $100,000 billion. But also, if you're the team owner, just get a 22-year-old coming out of the league who's hungry and pay him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see both sides of it. I don't know.
Zeke is a different type of talent, though. Like, I would probably lean more towards the fact that I think that they're going to get a deal done.
I'm sure they will, too. I was just thinking about that on the drive. You know? I got such a long drive to work now, man. I heard this. Sorry, I listened to a podcast earlier today where they were just throwing out all these wild ideas and shit. But I had never thought of this. Name the last Super Bowl team who had a elite caliber receiver on the team. I'm talking greatest of great.
who was elite at the time that they were in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, or just a receiver that you would now say that is an elite receiver. Or you know what I'm saying? Like in the all time of NFL, that was an elite receiver. We're talking like Odell Beckham type.
I would say 2007, the Patriots, Randy Moss.
Okay. And that's probably the last one, right? And what year of his life was that in? That was later.
That was towards the end.
Right. Like, so
he wasn't elite at the time. That's what I was asking.
No. Yeah. So and we're talking elite at the time.
We're saying elite at the time. That's hard.
Dallas Cowboys.
Irvin. Yeah. No. Hang on. No. T.O. for the Eagles. Whenever he played with that broken leg and still went off.
What year was that?
We were in high school, so.
Was he elite then?
Yeah, he was putting up numbers. Okay. I would probably, because he was still climbing he's in the top three when it comes to, like, yards and stuff, like, ever.
Right.
But
the point is this, and I heard this, Andrew Schultz, you know that guy? He's a comedian. He's from, like, New York, so anyway, I heard him say this, and I had never thought of it. You never see teams with the elite receivers go to the Super Bowl. And you know why? It's because they eat up all the salary and they don't produce. Like, equivalent, like the proportion of money they're taking out of the pot, they are not producing on the field.
Yeah.
So if you want to get an elite receiver, you end up spending all this money when you should have spent it on your O-line.
Yeah,
you should have spent it on your defensive backs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you take the money, let's see, how do you say this? Like, for your buck.
Yeah.
You would much rather spend on a defensive back than a receiver.
I will say this. Like, Antonio Brown makes more than, I'm pretty sure, like, all four of the Patriots starting receivers together.
Probably.
Pretty sure.
And what's he do? Not shit. I mean, yeah, he'll catch the ball every now and then and break it, but he don't win a game for him.
I'd much rather have Jules all day, but that's what it is. You definitely have more money to spend in different areas.
Don't waste money on receivers. You know, anybody can go. The Patriots prove that anybody can go out there and catch the ball. You know? The one thing that, like, good receivers do, and Randy Moss probably did mostly for the Patriots, is draw a lot of attention over here where you can run other things. But even still, a good DB can shut down half the field on his own. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's like, that was an interesting point that I had never really contemplated.
It definitely makes sense.
It's almost like a wasted position money-wise.
It makes sense, but you also have to find yourself in a position where, like, you have to get lucky, per se, to find, like, a team that's okay with not getting that. Like, Tom Brady taking pay cuts so they can re-sign players. And not a lot of quarterbacks are going to be in that kind of position. I tell you right now, Antonio Brown, like, held out seasons in a row with Pittsburgh before they finally traded him. So not a lot of people are willing to be like, okay, listen, I'll take $10 million less. We can spend this money to get so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Like, that's so rare for players to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You don't blame it on the players, but it's just like, if you're a smart owner or whoever the fuck makes the decision, GM, you're not going to waste your money on that. Because you can always get somebody coming right out of a college or a year or two in and pay them less, you know? There's always the hungry youngsters coming up.
Yeah. Always. I mean, you want some kind of talent. I mean, obviously, like I said, the Patriots don't spend a lot of money on talent, but Julian Edelman's a monster receiver at the same time.
Yeah.
But he just kind of bought into that system. If you got a system in place and you just know, like, hey, there's a chance I'm going to go to the Super Bowl if I take $5 million less a year and I'm still going to be a multimillionaire, like, then.
But that's the thing. I don't think if you put him one-on-one against Antonio Brown, against Odell Beckham, if you put him in drills where we were able to see their individual skills, he would not be close to them athletic skill.
No.
He fits into a system well. And he's a good player, obviously. He's in the NFL, but he's not a top caliber receiver.
No.
But yet he's won multiple Super Bowls.
And he was the MVP last year.
Yeah. Well, he did steroids too. Let's admit that.
Well, he did. He didn't say he didn't.
I know he didn't.
He was coming back from an ACL tour. I mean, it was a mistake.
Dude, you got to talk into the mic or we got to do something.
I am talking it. I know, my mouth is on it.
Well, we might have to change the filter on it.
Yeah, I mean, coming back from an ACL tear is kind of hard. Until they actually figure it out in the NFL to figure out how these players can come back from those kind of injuries and recover their bodies the right way, like, I mean, I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to get back. You don't want to get replaced before you're done with, before Tom Brady gets out and you got a chance to come back and get it done. Like, he served his suspension, came back, and did what he's supposed to do.
Listen, he was just trying to get a leg up.
Oh,
he was trying to get a leg up on the competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cheating. I'm saying he was cheating, and the Patriots should not have won the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
That's neither here nor there.
Will we say we'll be having the same conversation next year?
That's what I was going to say when he came in. Another year, another season, another chance to argue about Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, I don't know. They look good again. Who knows? The over-under for the season wins.
On whom?
Let's go. I wanted to go through those. See who agrees here. Let's go. Let's go down to Chicago Bears over.
Where do you see this shit at?
I'm looking it up. Over under 9.5 games for the season for Chicago Bears. I say over.
Wait, tell me again. I was trying to look it up, so.
The over or under for Chicago Bears, 9.5 games.
Over.
Yep. Packers, 9.5.
Under.
Cardinals, 5.
Under.
Ooh. Falcons, 9.
Under.
Yeah, for sure. Ravens, 8.5.
Over.
Oh, shout out, Marcus. Buffalo Bills, 7.
Under.
Great. Carolina Panthers, 8.
Over.
The Bengals, 6.
Oh, God. Under.
I would have said under, too. Good pick. The Browns, 9.
Under.
Wow. You couldn't wait.
Dude, under.
Baker Mayfield, listen, eat that.
I said this before, and I'll
Nick
say
Nick Perdue, I hope you're listening to this.
I hope they win the fucking Super Bowl, dude.
They should.
But they're going
to. They're not going to the Super Bowl, but they'll make it deep.
They won't make the playoffs.
Wow.
They could possibly somehow scratch and scrape into a wild card round, but they ain't getting.
Think they lose after the wild right there?
Yeah. But I think they lose. I think they win under 9 games. They're gonna lose games by 3 points. They're gonna lose games by 1 point in overtime.
What happened to them last year, though?
They're gonna play the best of teams so close, but they're gonna just not have what it takes, and they're gonna lose. Every game. Every game. They're not going to lose a single game by more than 2 touchdowns.
Think it's going to be because of experience?
Experience, not good cohesion together as a team, a losing attitude in the city, a losing fucking... Everything about that town is just spells suck, dude. And I hate to say it.
Cleveland rocks.
And I don't mean it against Stipe Miocic. Because he's from Cleveland. So not about the town, but about the football program, dude.
Yeah, it's just so LeBron James. He's
look, until they do something to show me that they can actually come together as a team, I'm going to say this stuff. I root for them. I like it. But when I'm speaking on this podcast objectively, I say less than 9 games.
Got it. Dallas Cowboys, 9.
More. Over.
I say under. Detroit Lions, 6.5.
Under.
Agreed. The Colts, 7.5.
Under!
Hammer the under!
Hammer the under.
Hammer right the now. Under.
I don't even know who the quarterback
Hammer
is.
Hammer the under. They just gave him a new contract. Hammer the under. He's going to suck it up. Jacksonville Jaguars, 8. Under.
Jacksonville Jaguars, under.
8. They gave him 8.
So what are we saying here? Go to the Houston. Well, tell me what's
next. Hold on. The Chiefs, 10.5. I mean,
over.
That's over. That's easy. The Chargers, 10.
Over.
The Rams, 10.5.
Over.
The Dolphins, 4.5. Wow, 4.5.
They're going to surprise us and go over.
Yeah, I hope they get 5.
Hey, they got Big Dick. No, who they got? They got
Big Dick Nick.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings, 9.
Over.
Patriots, 11.
Over.
I think it might push.
Well, you can't say push, though.
I know.
Over, for sure.
I'll say over, too. The Giants, 6.
under.
I you know what? Here's the thing about the Giants. I think if
Eli Manning might complete six passes this year.
I think if Daniel Jones was the starter, they just would have put Eli Manning out the pasture and killed him. They would win. They'd be over.
They should take him out into the pasture. because they know that as long as he's playing, they have to start him.
Yeah, you
know,
he's choice.
Not going to retire.
Yeah.
So they just take him out to, you know, like you've seen that movie Goodfellas where they bring him in that room.
That
field? Like, come on. Yeah. Like they bring him into the room and he's like, as soon as he opens the door and walks in and he see, like it's his family, right? And they go out for lunch and they're riding in the car, they're laughing and everything. He's going to get made today. And he got, it's a, I can't even think of the dude's name that plays the guy, but it's the guy off Home Alone that goes, you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, God, no.
The little short fat guy.
I can't think of his name.
Anyway, so they're like, yeah, and then they bring him into the room, and as soon as he goes into the room, he's like, oh, fuck, and they just shoot him in the back of the head and kill him immediately as soon as he walks into this empty room.
Fuck.
And that's what they need to do with Eli Manning.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to win. I mean, Daniel Jones, it still may be under, but it's going to be under with either one of them, so why not go with the rookie, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Damn, bro.
All right. The damn Jets, 7.5.
Who?
Sam Darnold, the quarterback. USC. I don't know what they won last year. I think they won last year.
I'm going to say under.
Under? All right. The Eagles, 10.
Over.
Steelers, 9.5.
Under.
Ooh, Edward, where you at? No. 49ers, 8.
Under, easily.
Them Seahawks. Just signed Javion Clowney, 9.
Over.
Yeah, for sure. The Bucks, 6.5.
Under.
The Titans, 8.
Under.
Oh no, the whole town.
Dude, look, both of my favorite team, not favorite, because Browns aren't my favorite team, but I'm just saying, both the ones that I've decided to root for, under. Fuck it.
Wow. And the Redskins, 6.
Under.
The Texans, 8.5.
Over.
You're taking the Texans to bring home the AFC South.
There is your fucking champs of the division right there.
There it is, then. With it, though.
Easily.
Who that? Them Saints, 10.5.
Saints over.
Yeah. The Broncos, 7.
Broncos over.
And the team that a lot of people are saying are going to be the surprise in the NFL, the Oakland Raiders, 6.
Dude, under.
Didn't even give him a shot.
The fuck out of here, dude. That team's garbage trash, dude.
So let's just transition right over since we're just – everybody's kind of rolling with us right now hearing what we think about the teams. That's the season. Let's go week one.
All right. Oh, we're just – are you going to say who wins or loses
each
game?
Yeah, here we go. Thursday night, we got Packers at the Bears, the Bears favorite.
Bears.
By 3. You got.
So are we talking about covering or just winning?
Winning.
Just winning the game. We're in Chicago. Chicago's coming back looking strong this year. I'm going Chicago day, all day. Chicago wins. Bet them on the money line, -165. That's a good bet right there. We're talking Thursday night.
Thursday night.
In Chicago. I'm going ahead and putting $500 on that game.
Numbers!
Let's go.
Hold on. Super bet. Hold on. Fuck. I locked myself out. All right. Titans at the Browns. The Browns' favorite.
Wow, you're skipping order, dude.
I had to go to the ESPN because I logged out.
Okay. Oh, this is a tough one. I'm going to say the Browns get the win first game at home right here. At home. And only, you know, if you're looking at the money line, you can bet the Titans get +205 here. And honestly, I don't know why. Actually, I do. Taylor Lewan's out, right? So, I mean, that's a huge weapon on the offensive line. We got
don't forget, Derrick Henry was in that walking boot a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but he's out now, right? He's supposed to be playing.
He's supposed to be back.
So, and we got Delanie Walker back, right?
Back.
You don't know how that knee's going to really be in action. And that's something that scares me. And then you got our quarterback situation, Marcus Mariota. I hate to hate on him, but I have to hate on him. He just hasn't proven to be a high-caliber quarterback. He's always fucking up. Good news is we got shit dick. What's his name?
Tannehill,
who's also, you know, a decent quarterback. So what are we going to do? I think this is more of a coin flip of a game instead of 5 points.
I'm surprised it's not 3.5.
I'm surprised. I would let see it at 2 or 3 points. It's 5.5. So I think you can pick the Titans to cover 5.5 points on the road. I think that's a good bet. And I think if you really want to just get like good bet on your money, throw 100 on the Titans to win straight up plus 205. You're going to win $205. I don't like the Browns enough to bet on the money line. However, if I had to pick, like if it was straight up, I would say I think the Browns pull it away at home by only a point or two. I think it's close.
They hit like a game-winning field goal we're talking here.
Game-winning field goal, two-point conversion, onside kick, last-minute walk-off touchdown throw. Something like that happens at the very end of the game.
If it's a touchdown throw, they cover.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, I can spend that myself out, yeah.
But what I'm saying, though, is I think it's ugly as fuck. I don't think it's pretty. You know, you might see some big plays, but I think you can see a lot of mistakes, some fumbles, some interceptions, some penalties, probably a shit ton of penalties, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of game.
There it is. You got an ugly one there. I personally would probably go this first game. I'll take the Browns to cover the 5.5. Just this first game. I think the Titans going to be a little rusty.
Ooh, okay. Right. Be on that. You drinking that brown juice, ain't you? They call that diarrhea.
I'll take him in that game. I think that the Tennessee secondary isn't ready. I saw Juju Smith-Schuster eat him up on the first drive the other night when I went to the game. I just don't think the Titans are ready. We got Atlanta at Minnesota. Minnesota minus 4.
Atlanta at Minnesota. I found that one.
It's the second one.
Oh, you're back at.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, Atlanta and Minnesota. Minnesota minus one.
I'm taking Minnesota. And I think Minnesota beats them by more than 4.
Wow.
Good, I think Minnesota wins by like 10 points in the game.
I picked Minnesota. I don't know a lot about that game, I got to admit.
Yeah, but I just think Atlanta's that bad, to be honest.
You really think they're trash like that?
I think their defense is trash. Okay. But we'll see. I might be wrong. Doubt it. I'm not wrong a lot. Washington Redskins.
Classic,
Philly.
Classic rivalry.
Philly minus 10 in this game. I don't know if there's going to be a little bit of rust for old Carson Wentz or not. I don't know which way to go on this one. I don't know how bad the Redskins are. The Redskins' defense is not that bad.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think that's a tough one, but Philly obviously wins the game. If that's what we're doing is picking the winner, I'm just going to be safe and pick that.
Yeah.
I don't like betting these big spreads. I don't like betting them either way because on one hand, you go, damn, that's a lot of points to cover. But then you go, fuck, why are they really giving them that many points? I don't know if they
expect Philly to jump on them.
Yeah. So I would leave that alone betting-wise.
Yeah,
you don't want to bet minus 450 either.
Yeah.
But if
you got a little small parlay going there, just take it straight up. Don't take the spread.
If you want to do a parlay, what you do is you throw Philly on the money line at minus 450 into your parlay to add a little bit of juice to it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, throw it in there like that. Don't take the spread. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The Bills at the Jets. The Jets are favored minus 3. I think this is a battle of turnovers.
And not forced turnovers. A battle of giving away.
Yeah,
turnovers.
Like it's just gonna be I think both quarterbacks throw at least 2 touchdowns in this game. I love Sam Darnold. He's a USC boy. Fight on. But the first game, he's gonna come out with rust. It's gonna be a couple interceptions by both quarterbacks in this game. Pants down. But I'm taking the Jets to cover minus 3 for sure.
Hold on 1 second.
The Jets minus 3. I think they cover that. Easy.
You think the Jets covered? I bet the Jets win the game. Minus 160.
But the spread's minus 3. You might as well just take the spread on that one.
Nope. Money line shit.
All right. Ravens at Dolphins. I hope I'm saying this right, guys. I think I'm pretty sure that the Yes. Teams, all right. But Ravens at Dolphins. The Ravens are favored by -7. Lamar Jackson, I think, runs for a touchdown, passes for a touchdown, maybe even gets an interception for a touchdown on defense for no reason. They beat the Dolphins by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. Baltimore all day winning.
Yeah. I don't understand what we're doing there. Good luck, Fitzpatrick, down there in Miami, though. Kansas City only, they're -3.5 against Jacksonville.
Hammer
it! Yeah. This might be one of the strongest picks of the week. I think that they're giving Jacksonville a little bit of edge because of their defense, but I think Big Dick Nick goes down there and he's not ready for the pressure, makes some mistakes, and Kansas City wins by 14.
And here's the thing, if you really want to do this, is you go ahead and buy a whole point, take it down to 2.5.
Yeah.
In case something weird happens. Because here's the thing, Kansas City liable to just run away with this thing real easily, right?
Yep.
But it could get close and they could win by a field goal. So why not go ahead and buy that whole point, take it down to 2.5 points, take it at -150 at 2.5.
Yeah, I think I took it by 3 instead of 3.5, but
I'll go 2.5.
With the Rams versus the Panthers.
Smash,
the
Rams. Smash, smash, smash.
I think this
-3
game is going to be sneaky closer than people think.
Well, then buy a half a point, take it at 2.5 points. Yep. They are a -3 right now.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think the Rams take it, but I think it's going to be close. This is that first game of the week, and I think Cam will show up to play because he left the other game the other week in a walking boot. And anytime Cam tries to play injured, he always comes back and like shows out of nowhere.
Every time I go out,
the Bengals +9.5 underdogs to the Seahawks. I don't even, this is a joke to me. I just think the Seahawks like beat the dog piss out of the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't know about this one. I leave it alone.
Yeah, the spread's too big for you to like it. If you're like just a low down dirty degenerate like me, and you win one of the noon games, and you got some money to throw at it, I'd throw some a little bit at it. Why not?
It's just big. I don't know anything about the Bengals, really. Only thing I know about them is
they don't. All I know is they don't go to the playoffs.
All I know is Jack Casino in Cincinnati, Ohio. Boy, I'll go out there and play poker.
Bet. The Colts are an underdog by 6.5 at the Chargers.
I hate to say it, but I'm going with the favorites almost in every scenario in this, but I'm taking the Chargers. Chargers win.
Two things could happen. Either one, Brissette goes out there because it's his first time starting for the Colts. He tries to come out, tries to do too much, and makes a lot of mistakes. Or B, something happens and they put in an offense that's super simplified. He just balls out, keeps his game a lot closer than it should be, and the Chargers escape with one while he tries to pull the upset. I think the Chargers win either way, but it's scary because I just don't know, because he's looked so good in the preseason, but I don't think he's that good. I just can't put my finger on it.
Dude, I think the Colts are just going to look like absolute dog shit, bro. Just going off of all emotional type shit with dude leaving, the crowd ain't behind them, the pressure's going to get them, you know?
I mean, they definitely should lose.
They're going to lose by like 18 points.
There it is. Remember that next week, boy. San Francisco at Tampa. Pick'ems!
Gotta pick Tampa Bay. Home team. That's the only reasoning.
I gotta go with porn star Jimmy in San Francisco.
Who's porn star Jimmy?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh.
They call him that because he went on that date with the porn star.
I call him Jimmy.
Jimmy G. Detroit, 2.5 favorites at the Cardinals. This was the only one where I really, 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 truly believe
that you should leave it alone.
I should leave it alone. If you have to bet, if you're a degenerate and you're just going to bet on every single game, though, you may want to take the Cardinals.
Take them. Here's the thing they say about the first week is the lines are all fucked up, right?
They're tough.
So if you got a small dog at home, maybe take them.
They're tough.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, this is hard to say. Dallas Cowboys hosting New York Giants, because do they have Zeke? Do they not have Zeke? We don't know.
Yeah. If no Zeke,
still take them.
Still take them.
I mean, they still win the game. Do they cover 7? Yeah, probably.
I think so, yeah.
Eli. Hold on. We got to pause it 1 second real quick.
I just think Eli's got to go before we start talking about New York here. He's going to throw at least two interceptions in that game.
Dude, maybe they'll take him out back and kill him.
Take him out to the pasture. Let's go. The Pittsburgh Steelers at New England.
Oh, my God. I want to see you and Edward Crenshaw, IDK podcast, argue about this game.
They didn't argue about. Doing well, dog. Actually, I think that Pittsburgh has a better chance to win this game than people think.
Oh, they for sure could.
Tom Brady's going to come out. He's going to do his thing, but I don't like the Patriots secondary right now, and I think it's going to take a few weeks for them to figure it out.
I'll tell you this. I would like to – if I was going to do a parlay, you want to know what I'd parlay? If I was going to do a three-team parlay, we haven't talked about one of these games yet, but I would parlay Houston +7 at New Orleans with Pittsburgh Steelers +5.5. With Tennessee Titans +5.5. I parlay a three-team parlay right there.
Book it. I'm doing it. Blah, blah, blah. No,
just look at that. Houston, Steelers, and Titans all cover, all on the road. I just feel like that's the best parlay.
Well, we'll see.
You might even, dude, I would even take any one of those games on the money line, too. Like, if I just chose one, I would choose any of them. Texans, Steelers, or Titans on the money line. They're all good. Houston Texans +265, Steelers +205, and the Titans +205. All those teams have a chance to win the game.
Yeah, I don't know if Houston's good enough to keep up with New Orleans.
It's the first season game of the season, bro.
I know. Drew Brees comes
in. Jackson or whatever, DeSean Jackson, DeSean Yeah, but Watson.
You know Drew Brees comes out putting up points early. He's been ready.
Dude, they just had that shooting down there in Texas. They're going to come out fired up.
Yeah, but, yeah, Trump told them not to care about that. All right, but so Houston +7 against New Orleans. You said Houston has a chance to win this thing.
They got a chance to win the game. They cover for sure.
All right, we'll see.
Well, what are your thoughts?
I think New Orleans comes out hot in that game. I think New Orleans comes out hotter than even New England comes out hot.
Because with a vengeance, because they got fucked out of last year?
No, I just think Drew Brees is always ready to go every single beginning of each season more than, like, not saying he's more ready than Tom Brady, but I'm saying, like, his defense can help him out more than Tom Brady's can. That's what
okay.
I think.
Okay.
So,
okay. I just think that line's a little –
it's
you
big.
Know, seven is huge.
Seven's big. And then, of course, the – Monday night game that no one cares about.
Oh, my God. I'd rather watch a gay homeless dude jack off into a cardboard box.
Yeah, we got Denver Broncos favored going into Oakland. I told you guys Oakland is a sleeper. They're going to be better than they think. I'm taking Oakland all day in this one.
I take Denver.
All right.
Fuck that.
Super
dude.
Bet. Like, I just don't think that Denver is good at anything.
I don't either, but I think the Raiders are trash, bro. Trash. Yeah. Until otherwise proven, they are the Cleveland Browns of California. And that's that, dude. That is that. What else you got to talk about? We appreciate you listening to the sport. Oh, shit, we forgot to talk about. If you look, dude, Sam, keep them entertained for just a second. I got to read something.
Yeah, hopefully everybody had a really good fantasy football draft. Oh. It is Labor Day. It's coming out after Labor Day. But I hope your fantasy football drafts went well. Just remember, make sure you keep an eye on the waiver wires. You got to make sure that you keep an eye on that to make sure that you find the sleepers last year. Last year, George Kittle for the San Francisco was the second best tight end in the league in fantasy football. He went in rounds 8 and after because nobody knew who he was, so he got picked up on a lot of waiver wires. Keep your eyes open. You want to be the champ of your fantasy football league, you have to do a good job in the waiver weeks. You have to pay attention.
And if you want to be a champ in life and at listening to podcasts, you should download the Podcoin app. Do you like the bad credit sports podcast? Well, the Podcoin app pays you to listen to this podcast and every podcast. It's the podcast player that pays. Just get the Podcoin app on iPhone or Android. It's free and super easy to use. You can use the Podcoin you earn to claim gifts or donate to charity. It is literally amazing. It turns your podcast listening into charity, or if you just like, you can get some Amazon or Starbucks gift cards. I use the Podcoin app to do all my podcast listening now, and I love it. get it on the App Store on Android today. Seriously, just get the Podcoin app and use the invite code BADCREDIT, capital B, capital C, no space, and you'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up if you use my code. That's 300 Podcoin just for signing up if you use code BADCREDIT. Go give the Podcoin app a try today. Boom.
There and you also, go, boys.
Speaking of the Fantasy League shit, we did our Bad Credit Fantasy League draft. We got, you know, some lineup shit happening this week. I'm excited about it. I'm the Magic City Johnsons. I'm playing against Juju on that beat. I don't know who that is.
I don't know either. I'm looking miss, but I ain't looking at big names, man. You should have looked that up. Y'all come up with the craziest stuff.
Is the same guy for Mahomes the same guy, or...?
Same guy from Mahomes.
You remember last year we had Mahomes or something?
Joey Barnes, that you playing?
No, I'm playing Juju on the beat.
No, I know. I was trying to think. He had changed the name. I don't know, but we definitely got some good matchups. I think this first week could be fire.
I think my quarterback's finna go off. I got Goff, and he's at Carolina.
Think he's going to go off?
Oh, he's going off. He's going to go off. Another guy that I'm starting that's on his team, too, is Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks is a good pick. I think he's going to be a lot better than most people expect.
I got Ingram. He's at New Orleans. I got Jared Cook at New Orleans. I'm just excited. I don't know, man. I'm just excited about my team. Guess who I got, too? Backup quarterback. Guess my backup quarterback.
Working with.
Guess.
I was going to go look your team up and cheat.
You want to suck his dick.
You got Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey. Drug dealing music. Hey.
But I don't know, man. Good luck with everybody when it comes to their teams. Get everything done. Juju on that bait is my boy Chad Bennington, who is an alias for my boy Brian Russell. Good luck.
Are you serious?
It's going to be a hell of a fucking season, and I hope everybody hit a fucking good draft.
Dude, hold on. Talk about real quick how Tennessee Vols just laid an egg.
You know,
dude.
What? The only reason I forgot about this is because I seriously still can't believe this happened.
I can for sure.
You pay $950,000 for a team to go in your home and beat. It's sold out.
That's embarrassing.
And you lost.
$950,000 they paid?
Yes. And they lost.
That ain't right.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Listen, it's not a great time to be a Tennessee Vol. I don't know. I don't want to hear anything else about it. I don't care what they do the rest of the season. There ain't no coming back.
GBO really stands for getting bent over.
I mean, you got to cancel the season. The season is over now.
GBO, get bent over.
Season is over. I feel bad for the Vol fans. Like, they suck. Florida State sucks. Oregon choked. Like, I'm done with it all. I'm done with all these teams. Done.
Well, you got anything else to say?
I ain't got nothing else. Week one is here, Thursday night. Be sure you set your timers. Let's go.
Be sure you go to the iTunes app right now, even though you should listen on Podcoin. Go on there, subscribe to the podcast, rate us 5 stars, and leave a comment. If you want us to shout you out, leave your name or something like that. We'll read it on the podcast. We appreciate all your support. Thank you so much. Go to the Facebook sports page, whatever it's called.
Bad Credit Sports Talk.
Go on there, like it, share it with a friend. Tell all your friends about the podcast. We're having a good time.
Let's go, baby. Season is here. Bad Credit, we're going to be coming at you all year long. We'll keep bringing it. You'll keep listening.